Hi, my name is Tom Pogwoods. I work in finance as a senior decision support analyst. My function here is to basically help turn data into useful information for the hospital. That can mean working with financial data, operational data, reporting, costing information, volumes, revenue, and all the pieces that help people make better decisions and keep the organization moving forward in a way that's sustainable for everybody. A big part of the job is problem solving, figuring out what the data is really saying, where things aren't lining up, and how to help move the work forward toward a clearer answer. The theme is van life lessons from the road, but I should probably confess to one point up front. It was less glamorous Instagram van life and more like living in a trailer, training super hard at whatever floats my boat that particular day, and then learning things in life the hard way. And that's where the real work comes in. That's where the lessons come from. It's not playing. It's when it's time to stop playing. Can you keep your rig on the road? And for that reason, road life sounds romantic until something breaks. It sounds peaceful until you're lying there in the dirt and you're trying to figure out, okay, is this gasoline? Is it antifreeze? Or is it just the smell of money flying out of my bank account? It sounds simple until you realize your home has tires, plumbing, electrical system, suspension, and just a long list of parts that can fail at the worst possible time. And you can't really take it to the shop because that's also your home. But that's also what makes it such a good teacher. The biggest lesson I learned on the road is this. If you have a problem, you have to own it and come up with solutions. But at the same time, you need to stay humble, stay ready to help, and know when to accept help. When you're living in a trailer or a van or a car, problems do not give you the courtesy of waiting for a convenient moment. Things break when they break. I've had to deal with leaf springs, actually twice. Fuel lines, water pumps, alternators, distributors, all the fun little reminders that independence looks great on TV, but it comes with a pretty heavy duty maintenance schedule that actually doesn't really like to wait. Every road life repair has the same kind of emotional arc. First, denial. The noise is probably fine. Then bargaining. If I turn the overdrive off, maybe the transmission temp will come down. If I drive slower, it'll probably just work itself out. And then it's YouTube. And then it's the parts store. And then it's acceptance. And somewhere in there, you learn that ignoring the problem is almost never going to make it smaller. That noise is just going to get louder. So you might as well start tearing it apart. And that applies to work too. In a hospital, we all run into problems. It's a big organization. Sometimes there's a broken process. Sometimes there's a confusing handoff. Sometimes it's missing information or a report that doesn't tie out, an ask that doesn't make sense, or a system that doesn't behave the way everyone assumes it does. And owning the problem doesn't mean that the problem is your fault. It means that you're willing to help move it toward a solution. It means not walking past the smoke just because technically that's not really your fire. If you wait long enough, it's going to start burning you. The second lesson is be helpful first and trust that things have a way of working themselves out. When I was hiking, we called it trail magic. Some people call it kismet. But one of my favorite examples from the road was not even my own breakdown. It was a friend who was having an issue with a distributor cap in her van, and I was willing to help. It was one of those road life moments where someone has a problem and someone else has a little knowledge, a tool, spare hand, or in my case, most of the time, just enough stubbornness to be useful. And somehow out of helping that lady with her distributor, I ended up with 300 watts of solar panels. And that's road life in a nutshell. You don't help people because you expect something back. You help people because that's what keeps the community moving. When people look out for each other, things have a way of working themselves out every time. And that applies to work too. In a hospital, being helpful first matters. It matters to the patients, it matters to the community, and it matters to our internal stakeholders. And if a process fails or a data source doesn't reconcile or some data fell off somewhere that's missing, maybe a process is taking longer than it should, or there's a workflow component that creates confusion, nobody loves that. But those are opportunities to step in, share what you know, and help make the system stronger. The trick is to solve problems, but you can't let your ego take over. What you have done in the past may have been great. Your experience may matter. Your solution may be super solid, but if you have help available, take it. If someone else knows something that can make the answer better, let them contribute. And when you see a chance to help someone else, take it. You can be proud of what you know without acting like you are the only person who knows anything. Believe me, the road taught me that generosity is practical. I mean, it's what keeps the world moving. Being helpful isn't just nice. It builds the kind of community where people get problems solved faster. people trust each other more, and everybody gets a little farther down the road. The third lesson is knowing when to ask for help. Road life will make you confident, and it will make you independent, maybe too much so, but it should also make you realistic. There are things I will attempt. Broken water pump? Sure. Alternator? Why not? Fuel line? I've done it. I had to pull the turbo. Luckily, I had a driveway to hang out on for 5 days. But that's how it goes. So you've got a different problem now. You've got wheel bearings you got to do. You might know how to do that job, but you're in the middle of the desert. And you might say to yourself, you know what? I'm going to hire that one out. And that's not weakness. That's just judgment. In healthcare, this matters. Knowing when to escalate is not a failure. Asking for another set of eyes is not a failure. Sometimes the safest and smartest thing you can say is, I need some help on this, or I want someone else to look at this before we move forward. Confidence is knowing what you can handle. Wisdom is knowing what you should not handle alone. The fourth lesson is to offer help before someone has to ask. On the road, community matters. Someone has the tool you forgot. Someone has done that repair before. Someone knows where the local vet is. Someone knows where there's a safer route. Someone knows that that campsite is way too sporty this year with long-term residents and you do not want to park there. They might know something about the weathers, the big dust storms that come through, or the place in town that will actually have the part that you need. And sometimes you are that person for someone else. And that kind of community does not happen by accident. It's very intentional. It happens when people are willing to help without making a big production out of it. It happens when people accept help without feeling embarrassed. It happens when people understand that it might not be your breakdown this time, but it might be the next. And that's true for the hospital too. The best teams I've found are not just made of people who are good at their individual jobs. They're made of people who notice when someone else may need support. People who share knowledge. People who answer questions without making other people feel small. People who care more about solving problems than getting credit for being right. Community is what keeps small problems from becoming big emergencies. And that leads to my last lesson. You have absolutely got to find your people. You have got to know who's in your caravan and who you can call when you have a problem. From the outside, road life looks super independent. You've got your trailer, your route, your tools, your decisions, your dog, most importantly, your dog. But the longer you are out there, the more you realize the best part is not doing everything alone. The best part is finding the people who understand. The people who've had the same problems, the same breakdowns, the same failures. The people who laugh because they've been there. My favorite saying is, ask me how I know. There's the people who will lend a tool, offer advice, pull over, just say, yeah, I know what that feels like, brother. Sorry you're going through that. Our hospital is not so different. You find your people here too. The people who care about the mission, the people who solve problems, the people who are generous with what they know, the people who make it safe to ask questions, the people who help you feel like you are not out there alone. And finding your people does not mean finding people exactly like you. It means finding people who are willing to help carry the mission with you. That's the number one thing that I took from being out on the road. It could be a retired senior citizen. It could be someone with a disability who's just trying to make their life work. I've met people that the only way they can live is by going back and forth to the sugar beet harvest or going to camp host for the summer. And then you've got people that are just rolling in money, but you've got those people in the same community coming together and helping each other. So whether you're living in a trailer, fixing something on the side of the road, or working inside this hospital, the goal is not to prove that you can do everything by yourself. The goal is to own the problem, stay humble about the solution, and ask for help before pride makes the problem bigger. Offer help when you can, and find your people. Because independence is useful, but it's your community that's going to get you home. I hope you guys enjoyed my story. Love all you. Thanks for having me here. Have a great day.